online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. We come before your presence, Father, with thanksgiving, and we enter into a covenant agreement with you as we honor your holy and gracious name. How great, how powerful, how eternal is our God. And now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, but truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry. Thanks, Sister Cotton, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell. You, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, if there be any, and to you, those of you who are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. And those who are watching by the internet, we thank you for your presence as well. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a familiar passage of Scripture that is taken, John 3:15 and 16. John 3:15 and 16. And when you found it, say amen. Well, John 3:16, where we find these words. I'm sorry, John 3:16 and 17, rather, where we find these words which are recorded. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. From those scripture verses, I want to use for a topic, Where is the love? Before I begin, God laid upon my heart to share some things this morning. God wanted me to share with you. He said, I love you.
Amen.
No matter what you are going through.
Amen.
Personally, no matter how difficult, how perplexed, how unbelievable things are carrying, God is saying to you today, I love you.
Yeah.
And his love is perfect. His love is powerful. His love is personal. And his love is profound. If there was ever a time we needed to understand God love, it is today.
Yeah.
And so God says, tell the church, I love you. And so I really didn't wrestle with it. I've been dealing with this message, but there's a lot of things God have in store within the message that is eye-opening that would allow us to see the great love that God has for his people. Where is the love? February, my brothers and sisters, is known as Black History Month, which is an annual celebration of achievements of African Americans and a time for recognizing their central role in the United States. Men and women like Frederick Douglass, an American social reformer, abolitionist, orator, writer, and statesman. After escaping from slavery in Maryland, he became a national leader of the abolitionist movement in Massachusetts and New York. Then there was Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks, an American activist in the civil rights movement, bus boycott, who is called the mother of the freedom movement. Medgar Wiley Evers, who was an American civil rights activist in Mississippi. The state field secretary for the NAACP, and a World War II veteran who served in the United States Army. These men and women, my brothers and sisters, fought for our freedom and our civil liberties that we have today. And we honor them for what they have done as well. But we ask the question, where is the love? Where is the love? February also has also been designated as a month of the heart. And the heart is the center of our affection. In the month of February, we have more people marrying and becoming engaged. Candy is purchased, roses are sent, all to show how we feel about our loved ones. As I reflected back over time and a destined place, the year was 1972. I'm in your neighborhood, I know. When the secular recording artist Roberta Flack, I know I'm in your neighborhood, and Donny Hathaway sang the song, Where Is the Love? But today, I want to ask that same question to our nation. Where is the love? And we're asking it for a specific reason, and here's why.
Yes, sir.
We should be a nation of love, of caring, a love of giving, and sharing with the rest of the world, because we have been blessed by God in many aspects of our personal life, and we have been blessed by God with the abundances of the riches that this nation enjoys.
Yes, sir.
But what has happened to a people and a nation concerning love that God has blessed us with? When as a nation, we are now fussing and fighting.
Yes, we are.
When we as a nation have lost respect and we disrespect those who do not look like us. We no longer talk to each other, but we now talk against one another. Now you know why I ask the question, where is the love? My brothers and sisters, although the world seems to be in a chaotic state, God is watching with a loving eye. God is watching us with a loving eye. And because God is watching the world, watching a nation, watching a people, God has the answer to the issues of the world. And the answer today is love. Love then has been defined as a deep affection for someone or something. If we take that definition and we relate it to mankind, we now can explain, or we can now examine, why does God love man? John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. First, we see in this verse God's motivation. And his motivation towards mankind is love. God's motivation towards us is who he is. How? My brothers and sisters, we just define love as a deep affection for someone or something. God had a deep affection for what he made. And what God made in his image was man. And man was made in the spiritual image of God. Then God gave man the ability to think and to react. He gave man the ability to communicate and to worship him. Now, my brothers and sisters, to think and to rationalize is not visible. It is not visibly seen. My thinking, my articulating, my voices, you don't see them, but you comprehend them. They're not visible. And my communication is not visible. It's audible, but not visible.
Yes, sir.
It is to speak. When we speak words, these words have meaning, but yet they are not seen. So God gave man the ability to do things which is unseen. It was God's desire for man to recognize the things in the same manner as he. Why? Because God had a specific purpose and a plan. Why? Because God is a spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so God revealed something to me this morning as I was beginning to meditate and beginning to share. He said, why did man mess up? Here's why. One thing, we understand scripture. We know that Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, right?
Yeah.
So by falling in the Garden of Eden, they were deceived by a serpent who told them they would be like God. Right. What baffled me, Brother Heaston, Brother Gaines, Brother Jenkins, Brother Hurst, what baffled me was this. If man was made in the image of God, what was man looking for? The serpent said, you will be as God. You will be like God. Here's my point that I begin to understand. If man was made in the image of God, what was man wanting? If man was made spiritually to look like God, not physically, because God is a
spirit.
God is a spirit. So therefore, what God put in man was spiritual.
Yes.
We were already looking like God. So what the enemy was after was one thing that he said. You will know the difference between good and evil.
Yeah.
Man was already in a good position. He was already, God gave him what? Dominion and authority over everything that he created.
Right.
Now, what else did man need? The enemy couldn't give him anything but good and evil. We had power, we had authority, we had the ruah, we had the breath, we had what God had breathed in us, which was the breath of life, which made us a living soul. We didn't need to understand about good and evil. Good and evil gave us the law now. God had even put his law in a place because all that he made was good. So the only thing that he could offer us was
evil.
You got it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We are told to speak to our mountain and it will move. That's spiritual because it is a faith act. Love is unseen. Love is an outward expression of an inward affection. What was in God was exposed. What was in God? The spiritual stuff that he exposed out. So what was in God was now being exposed to see. We can ask, what was exposed? Love was exposed. So that it could be revealed. And what was revealed was his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with you. Can you see a word? I'm speaking. Can you see it?
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.